Hello, Mighty Warrior. I want you to be brutally honest with yourself for just 1 minute. When you hear the word sex, does it make you feel excitement or shame? Do you think God or guilt? Does sex make you think of ways to draw closer to your wife or how to hide your sins from your wife? Does sex make you think about purity or porn? Love or lust? When it comes to sex, lust, or porn, most men, or maybe you, struggle with walking in sexual purity and integrity. And you've tried everything you can think of to control the urge to watch porn, lust after women, or masturbate. Things like adding filters to your computer and your smartphone. Getting counseling. Attending recovery groups. Praying and fasting. Abstaining from social media. And believe it or not, even getting married. And many of these things do work as a short-term solution. But it doesn't get to the root of a man's real problem. His identity and his authority in Christ. Now, as a born-again Christian who's also a 15-year recovering porn and sex addict, I knew there had to be a better, long-term solution to man's lifelong battle with lust and porn. And we found it. It's our one-on-one private Life Over Lust 30-day intervention. It's a unique, personalized, intensive program where I virtually walk side-by-side with you in sexual integrity for 30 days. That's right, for 30 consecutive days. I will do life with you by intentionally, strategically, and methodically taking you through a proven structured process to help you break free from sexual sin. However, because of the highly personalized nature of this program and my time commitment, there is a cost, and it's not cheap. And I can only take on 2 men at a time. No more, no exceptions. And you have to complete an application and be accepted first before I can take you on as a client. Now, I know this program isn't for everyone, and every man won't be able to participate. But if you're tired of losing a battle with lust, getting punked by porn, and surrendering to sexual temptation, personally email me at joe@realmenconnect.com to request an application and an interview. That's Joe, J-O-E, at realmenconnect.com. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men build trust, not walls. Let me say that again. Real men build trust, not walls. Now, more than likely, if you're listening to this podcast, you are a man. And if you've blown it big time with your wife or that important woman in your life, and you want to not only get out of the doghouse with her, but stay out of it, you need to stop whatever you're doing right now and listen to this check-in this week. Now, if you got to pull over, sit down, get off the treadmill, or whatever you got to do, but I need your undivided attention on this. This is so important. Now, we've all been there as men. When we did something wrong, made a mistake, messed up, or said something we wish we never said, or we've done something we wish we never did. And depending on what it is or was, that's going to determine how difficult and how long it's going to take to rebuild the trust in the relationship. So if it's a big it, and I'm talking about something that's very severe, it's going to take longer. But if it's small, it probably won't. But it all depends on your track record in your relationship and how secure your wife or your girlfriend feels in the relationship. But there are 4 reasons, or should I say obstacles, that we have to overcome to rebuilding trust in any relationship, not just with our wives, but with anybody, but especially when it comes to women. First of all, remember, a woman's biggest love need is to feel safe and secure in a relationship. We're talking about for her to feel emotionally safe, spiritually safe, and even physically protected by you. That's why these 4 obstacles are so important. Now, we're not talking about the love languages. We're talking about how God made us and made women and made men differently. And they have a need to feel safe and secure, and they're depending on us to do that for them. And by the way, I stole these 4 obstacles from Psalm 51 after David committed adultery with Bathsheba. Now, I picked David's it, his it, because it was so severe. So I figured that that would be a good place to start to help us understand what it takes to build or rebuild trust. Now, David went to God, but we're going to have to go to God too, but we have to go to our wives in the same type of spirit. So whether your wife says it or not, here's the first thing she wants to see after you've blown it or you messed up. She wants to know, will you confess it? Will you confess it? Will you own it? Will you take responsibility for it? Will you admit it? Or will you try to hide it or blame somebody or something else for it? In other words, will you deflect responsibility or will you accept it? She wants to know, will you own it? In Psalm 51, verse 4, David writes, God, against you and you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your words and blameless in your judgment. Now, you see how David is going to God? He's accepting full responsibility. And our wives are expecting the same. Now, notice what David didn't say. He didn't say, God, if Bathsheba was just have taken a bath indoors or covered herself up, I wouldn't have lusted after her or been tempted. And you notice that David didn't pull an Adam either. God, it was that woman that you gave me. It was her fault. So if you really want to rebuild the trust with your wife after you've blown it, start by confessing and owning your stuff and not blaming others, including her, for it. Now, here's the second question you have to address for your wife after you've messed up. And this is after you've confessed and taken responsibility for it. And you have to address the question, are you sincerely sorry for what you've done? She wants to know, does he really understand the nature of his wrong? Does he know how much he's hurt me? Does he really feel remorse or guilt for what he's done? Yes, you admitted that you did it, but are you really sorry for doing it? Or are you just sorry that she caught you doing it? Now, go back to Psalm 51, and David writes in verse 16 and 17, for you will not delight in sacrifice, God, or I would give it. You will not be pleased with a burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. Oh God, you will not despise. Now, this is so important for us as men who think we can rebuild trust by just admitting our guilt once and then buying our wives gifts or doing something nice for her and thinking that should help her get over it. Now, yes, that may help a little, but it doesn't heal the hurt she still feels. David knew that after he messed up big time, that God wanted to see a changed heart before he changed his behavior. Now, catch that. God wants to see a changed heart before he sees changed behavior. And guess what? So does your wife. Which brings us to the third question that we have to answer for our wives in her head, in her heart, in order to rebuild trust after we've blown it big time, which is, will he ever change? Now, let that sink in for just a second. She wants to know, will you ever change? Yes, you admitted you did wrong and it was your fault. Yes, you even did it with a tear in your eye, so she know you really meant what you said. But she wants to know, what's next? Will you do it again? Is this just a confession or is this true repentance? See, confession is admitting what you did. Repentance is changing what you've done and what you're doing. See, changing your heart, changing your mind, and ultimately changing your behavior. She won't trust you unless you do. Now, David writes in verse 12, God, restore me to the joy of your salvation and uphold me with a willing spirit. In other words, if you forgive me and restore me, God, verse 13, he says, then I will teach transgressors like me your ways and sinners will return to you. In other words, David said, God, I'm going to make things right by doing the right thing. Are you going to do the right thing by your wife by changing? And finally, the last obstacle we have to overcome and answer for our wives or the woman in our lives after we've blown it. Now, this is after we've humbly confessed it, expressed godly sorrow for it, and we even sought to change it. She wants to know, will you sustain the change? Let me say that again. She wants to know, will you sustain the change? In other words, how long will this change last? Yeah, I see you making some effort. You're doing things now, but how long will this last? Will you continue in this new direction or will you just repeat the old cycle? How long will it last? Is it just going to be for a day? Are you going to be able to do this just for a week or a month or even just a year? She wants to know that this change is not temporary and only you know that. Are you serious enough to change and be consistent? See, your wife or your girlfriend is looking for every woman's love language that Gary Chapman failed to mention in his book, The Five Love Languages, and that language is consistency. She's looking for consistency when you change. Consistency holds all the other love languages together. She doesn't want you to be a one-hit wonder. Jesus said to the woman after she was caught in adultery and after he had asked her about all her accusers when they had all dropped their stones and left. Remember that story? Jesus said to her, "Where are your accusers?" She said, "They're gone." She said, "Neither do I condemn you for your sin. Now go and sin no more." Jesus pretty much told her, "I've forgiven you. Now I've wiped your slate clean. Now you're going to change, but I want you to continue to walk in that change. Do not do this again." See, this is what the women in our lives are waiting for from us after we've blown it, messed up, or did or said something wrong. They want to know, will you confess it and accept responsibility for it? Do you really understand and feel sorry for what you've done? Will you make things right by changing it? And will this change last, or will it just be more of the same? And when we finally understand that this is a process and not a destination when it comes to our wives and the women in our lives, we will learn to be more patient with our wives in this process and try to live with her in a more understanding way. Because remember, real men build trust, not walls. So that's Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure to check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And as you know, I love reading and sharing podcast reviews from our listeners, and I pick them at random. So who knows, if you submit a podcast review, I may end up reading yours on the air, like I'm going to read this one. And this one is from, let me see who this one. This one is from Ranger Bates. Ranger Bates. And Ranger Bates says, "This has become a must-listen podcast for me. Man, the honesty, challenges, and real discussions are so genuine. I especially liked episode 339 with Cody Bobay and their discussion about SoulCon and becoming a Special Forces Christian. Thank you for this podcast." And thank you, Ranger Bates, for that 5-star review in iTunes for us. And guys, I tell you, I love reading these podcast reviews because not only does it bless me, but it helps us in the rankings and us getting found in Google on the search engines, so men can be blessed by this podcast too. So please, if you get a chance, take about 30 seconds, go with iTunes and rate the program for us. And as you guys know, that this is a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way, and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Any donation would help. Just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. And thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.